The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, from the rooftop of the Rockies, it's Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Backbone Radio on this March 17th, 2024, where it is a great St. Patrick's Day, and here we are just sharing it with the Saddle Pals and Backbone Country. And boy, I just have to say, sure enjoy talking to folks out there in the 710 KNUS orbit, the Brain Trust, I like to call it. The text messages come flying in, and man, are there some smart folks out there. And then the callers check in and bring fresh wisdom to the conversation. Just show in, show out. Big salute to the true elite out there. And it could be anywhere. It could be in this state, other states, even around the world. I guess our podcast has been listened to, I think we're about 70-some countries even. Can you believe that? But we're just talking about the mechanics of propaganda here momentarily, and this is one we're getting in real time, the bloodbath hoax. And I'd like to just insert a few things in that, you know, you have friends that maybe they don't pay attention too well to the details of politics, and they'll get the few headlines here and there, and that's what the mainstream media caters to, okay? They cater to the people who are leading their own lives, not really paying attention, and maybe they'll get a headline, right, from NBC News, which I have sitting right here, you know. Trump says there will be a bloodbath if he loses the election. And they immediately go into, oh, Trump's calling for violence, okay? That's the impression they're trying to create. And if you're the typical person, of which there are still some lingering out there, that's what they're going to run with. That's what's going to sink into their mind from the start, okay? And this Robert B. Cialdini, C-I-A-L-D-I-N-I, Ph.D., is a psychologist who's written a lot of books about influence and persuasion and propaganda and so forth, and they've been very well digested by the people that run the mainstream media, okay? And they know how to cement an initial perception on somebody or something or some issue they want that increases the power of the ruling class and the establishment of the corruption we see in the Beltway. They are masters at this. They are masters of propaganda. Okay, now, I thought I would just look into a little bit of how this works. But there, you know, there's a lot of people out there that still believe the Russia hoax. They still believe that. And they still believe the Jussie Smollett hoax. And they still believe the hoax from Cassidy Hutchinson that Trump tried to grab the wheel in that beast, the limo beast, trying to get back to the Capitol on J6. And none of these things are even remotely true. They have no relationship to reality, other than as an artificial construct designed to prop up ruling class corruption and power in this country. I'll go into some more details on that momentarily. Now, just so you get this, this morning, here's the little, again, another summary of the clip from Donald Trump. And let's hear the Bartiromo version, BB5, which, huh, I don't see BB5. Do we have BB5? We don't. We have two BB4s, however. Let's go to Howie Kurtz on this. Here's Howie Kurtz over on Fox News.
Huge headlines about Trump saying at an Ohio rally last night that if he loses, there will be a bloodbath. But if you watch it, as I just did, he's talking about Chinese car sales hurting American jobs right before and right after. Much of the media is just wrenching this out of context.
Just wrenching this out of context, okay? And it's headlines galore. You can go through all the mainstream media, from Politico to NBC to the New York Times and the rest of it, and their whole point is, and actually here's The Guardian, Trump predicts bloodbath if he loses election. New York Times, Trump says some migrants are not people and predicts a bloodbath if he loses, okay? Go down the list. All right, now, but the counterattack, you would call it, all right,
comes from predicting a bloodbath.
Oh,
what does that mean?
Did I hit that? Did you hit that?
I think it just started playing, but that's BB5 there.
That's BB5. Okay.
Because he's even predicting
actually, that's BB4. Here's BB5. Here is we're dueling button pressing here. No, don't hit that one. Don't hit that one. Let me hit
that's
it.
That's the one you're looking for,
no,
aren't you?
No, it's the 59-second one, which is this one, which is Maria Bartiromo setting it up here.
President Trump says Biden's climate change agenda is driving the auto business into bankruptcy, and the result will be a bloodbath of unemployed workers. The remarks triggering dishonest headlines about what he actually said from the mainstream media this morning.
The way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole... That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. China's building really big plants in Mexico, and Mexico's building. What about here? Well, we're building much smaller plants here.
There you go. That is how Maria Bartiromo set it up this morning. And again, there's just a handful of places that actually will enter the cable news bloodstream, okay? Maria Bartiromo is one of them, who's generally pretty good on deep state matters and propaganda matters. And Howie Kurtz is rather unreliable over at Fox News, but it's just too abundantly obvious for even Howie Kurtz to mess this one up. Let's just hear Howie one more time.
Huge headlines about Trump saying at an Ohio rally last night that if he loses, there will be a bloodbath. But if you watch it, as I just did, he's talking about Chinese car sales hurting American jobs right before and right after. Much of the media... is just wrenching this out of context.
Okay, so they're wrenching it out of context, and I've played a little bit of that, but Brian Schatz, a Democrat senator from Hawaii, who went to Pomona College, where I went, kind of embarrassed. This is a fellow sage hen here, who said this. He got appointed to that Senate seat when Daniel Inouye passed on, and then he won his reelection. Did this Democrat propagandist... Brian Schatz from Hawaii. Anyway, here's his tweet this morning, quote, "Promising a bloodbath is disqualifying. I don't care what you think about other issues. This guy is promising a bloodbath. He needs to lose. Stand up for America, please." Okay, so that's part of the process here. And should we get to Pelosi? Here's what Nancy Pelosi comes out and says here. This morning on CNN.
Because he's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here. How respectful I am of the American people and their goodness. But how much more do they have to see from him to understand that this isn't what our country is about? Praising Hitler, praising the Russians.
Yeah, okay. There's Nancy Pelosi's take on it. And then she sort of double hoaxes there, right? You know, you go from one hoax to another hoax. They had one of the Biden press comms people in this morning on, I believe, Face the Nation, one of the Sunday shows, who was saying, oh, yeah, see, the bloodbath business is just like what happened in Charlottesville, which is, of course, another hoax. And Scott Adams, the Dilbert guy, is talking about, you start one hoax, like the bloodbath hoax, and then you start referencing other hoaxes that didn't happen, like the whole Charlottesville thing, and that is what passes for the mainstream media these days, ladies and gentlemen. A bit about the mechanics, okay, of how this works and how these memes, how these propaganda missives lodge in your head. And for the unsuspecting, it's hard to ever get them back out again once they have gotten in. That's a psychological process that is manipulated by the people that run the mainstream media. And let's go into that here briefly when we come back. It's Backbone Radio, Matt Dunn.
On your radio, smartphone, or smart speaker. News Talk 710, KNUS. So I'm sending you
home. I just can't. Kind of having the mood where we need some pedal steel. Should we bring it up a bit, Blake? Because here it comes, pedal steel. Let's bring it. Tell me that doesn't hit some kind of a sweet spot there. Mikey Ness, Thief in the Night. And yeah, I keep mentioning it. Mike Ness coming to town soon, and the show is sold out already. Kind of a bummer. And that's usually when I hear about it, after it's sold out. At any rate, yeah, we're talking the bloodbath hoax here. And the way this all works, okay, and I have noticed this in my study of propaganda, especially going back this past decade, all right? And I've studied this in college a bit, and I've got a few books, and I think it's Leonard W. Doob, D-O-O-B, has some of the original books on propaganda, studies of propaganda, and he studied what propaganda techniques were used in World War I and World War II. Quite fascinating. But the way our mainstream media pulls this off is that they'll latch onto something and then the echo chamber hits it on all cylinders immediately. Everywhere you turn, headlines in NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, NPR, NYT, Politico, Guardian, okay, go down the list. Washington Post. So if you're the kind of person who just catches headlines, right, and you don't dig one layer deeper, even into the subheader, an impression will be deeply cemented into your mind, all right? And of course, this happened with the Russia hoax. This happened with the Jussie Smollett hoax. This happened with the Beast Cassidy Hutchinson hoax. And I won't go through the entire list of dozens of them. I've done segments on that where we'll go through a few dozen of the hoaxes. But what you have to do with mental hygiene, if you're one of these people that actually allow those impressions to get in the first place and get beyond that outer cortical layer of gray matter, you have to go back in there and uproot all of it out and take action on your own to extricate the propaganda that in your unsuspecting mind actually made it through, because perhaps you did not have your defenses properly built up, okay? Because you're just a nice, you know, decent person, leading your lives, raising your kids, doing all that kind of stuff, and you don't quite understand the nefarious motives of the people in power, of the brainwashers, of how the media really and truly operates, okay? So you got to work hard. And this Robert Cialdini, and I brought in this book, The Psychology of Influence, The Psychology of Persuasion. The title is Influence. And he goes into these different points about, you know, how do you want to influence? If you want to influence people, what are some of the things that, what are the weapons of influence? And if you look at the one of them, it's called Commitment and Consistency, Chapter 3, Hobgoblins of the Mind. And there's a quote from Leonardo da Vinci, quote, "It is easier to resist at the beginning than at the end." And one poll quote from this chapter by Cialdini, It is quite simply our nearly obsessive desire to be and appear to be consistent with what we have already done. Once we have made a choice or taken a stand, we will encounter personal and interpersonal pressures to behave consistently with that commitment. Those pressures will cause us to respond in ways that justify our earlier decision. So if you, unsuspecting citizen of the American Republic, get bombarded in an echo chamber, multiple different locations on your screens that are coming after you, your phone, your iPad, your tablet, your laptop, your television, okay, go down the list. You'll get it from all these different echo chambered mainstream media sources, and it will get through that layer and get you to that level of commitment. You will kind of like assent to it. You'll say, yeah, okay, yeah, Trump was colluding with Russia to win in 2016. Yeah. Yeah, Jussie Smollett was attacked by people who were saying, this is MAGA country in Chicago. Yeah. And once it is in there, once you have committed to it by letting it in and your commitment is where some of the easily brainwashed folks, they kind of assent to it. They kind of like, yeah, okay. Once you make that little commitment of assenting to the propaganda that has been bombarding you, it is hard to dig it out. It is very hard to get it back out again. And then say you are a media commentator and you have gone for days, months, years of saying, yeah, Russia, Russia, Russia. Like Rachel Maddow, or like a bunch of rhinos out there. You hear these people, you know, or say, yeah, that Jussie Smollett, boy, he ran into these MAGA country people in Chicago. Of course, it was all made up, right? The Charlottesville hoax and the rest of that. We've dissected the Fine People hoax. And then this Cassidy Hutchinson hoax, which Liz Cheney helped perpetuate, about Trump trying to grab the wheel and the beast in the limo to get back to the Capitol, and the Secret Service driver of the vehicle testified that no, that never happened. He never saw anything like that happen, and he was the guy driving the limo. But Liz Cheney wanted to push that out to you. Liz Cheney wanted to lie to you. Liz Cheney wanted to grind a political axe against Donald Trump on all of that. So do you see how this all works and how it takes work to get something back out once it has been implanted? And the people who are running the media know exactly how your mind works. It's kind of like the people that put the food additives in your potato chips or your prepackaged foods. They have whole sciences of how to make certain kinds of foods irresistible to the human tongue, to the human palate. And they know how to blend textures in with certain spices that appeal to certain primal aspects of our taste centers in the brain. And so they know how to get you to eat more and more, and you can't just eat one, you know. You got to eat more than one, right? There are scientists who have devoted their lives to studying this because it makes money for them and for their big food companies, right? Same deal with the media people. They have studied this. They know exactly how to manipulate your mind. They get it put in there, okay? And then are you ever going to get it back out again? Probably not for a lot of folks, unless the country goes so far down the tubes and Biden does such a horribly bad job of running the show and inflation goes up so high and you go to the grocery store, you go to the gas station, you go anywhere else and you see what a big mess is going on everywhere you turn and you look. And then pretty soon you can become an awakening wonder. But it does take some work, right? It does take some effort to overcome these what you might call mind tricks that the manipulators are helping you to fall victim to. And around here, like, see, you know, with your host's level of experience at fending off propaganda and seeing through propaganda. See, stuff doesn't ever get in. That's why I'm so cheerful and happy and yay all the time. Yay! Because I don't get burdened by this stuff in the first place. And I would say that most everybody in Backbone Country is the same way about it, right? And it begins to make more sense. And that's the thing, is I think they've tried the echo chamber here, but Elon Musk, Twitter, X? I don't think this one's going to get wheels. And I think you're going to see a lot more of this to November.
Listen to podcast of Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn at 710KNUS.com.
Yeah, this is the Mike Ness Hour, and here he is channeling Hank Williams Sr. Should we hear the violin, the fiddle solo? And Mike Ness, an L.A. guy, came out of SoCal, punk rock crowd, got all the body tattoos, the full body tattoos. But he says that his three musical heroes are Hank Williams Sr., George Jones, and Buck Owens. Say, that's quite a pantheon. Quite a good selection of musical heroes there. We'll have some Buck Owens later on in the program. Didn't throw any King George in tonight. I got to be better about that. At any rate, I'm going to get into some of the left is going after Trump for saying that, Trump is, he's funny and he uses humor, but oh gosh, that's what autocrats do. Yeah, that's what dictators do, is they use jokes and laughter. Yeah, you know, the left, they cannot have a sense of humor. They cannot, they have to scold you, you know, they're the scolds. Yeah, they're going to scold you if you're out there laughing, ladies and gentlemen, leading your best life. That's who the real scolds are these days. The left, their sphincters are so darn tight that laughter is not approved of. You will not be allowed to laugh in our gulag. Laughter is not permitted in our gulag. And don't you forget it. Yeah, and that kind of makes me want to laugh. We'll go through that. But regarding this, and after the phones here, there's a Polish philosopher, and his name is Ryszard Legutko, L-E-G-U-T-K-O, who has said this, quote, "One of the most unpleasant aspects of living under communism was an awareness that we were always surrounded by non-reality, i.e., artifacts fabricated by the propaganda machine whose aim was to prevent us from seeing reality as it was," end quote. Does that make sense? That the propagandists must insert their propaganda in between you and reality. That is their life's mission. And they've had all kinds of scientists and psychologists and behavior analysts and the rest of it know exactly how to manipulate your mind, just like the food makers know how to manipulate your tongue to get you to want to eat more and more and more of the stuff that maybe is not better being consumed by a human. You know what I'm saying? And that is part of why I do these lifestyle segments from time to time. I did one last night about for love to live, getting out and breathing clean air, clean open air, the open air lifestyle. Getting outdoors a little bit, bringing your nose outside, checking the air, checking the moon, checking the stars, the sun. Breathing some of the pine needle scent. that might waft your way wherever you live. You know, out there walking, using your body. I'll get into more of that, perhaps, but we need more than ever to reattach ourselves to reality. And this Polish philosopher Legutko, and, you know, life under communism, and they're living in Poland, living behind the Iron Curtain, essentially living in Orwell's 1984, essentially living in a gulag. You got to read your Solzhenitsyn, right? That they always just had a sense that nothing is real that comes out in Pravda. Nothing is real that comes through our television screen. Even in Poland, you know, they would have the screens. They would have the screens so that the communist commissars could propagandize and control the minds of the masses. And I would submit to you that our present age is even more of an era of mass delusion. And here's the follow-on quote from Legutko, quote, "The entire atmosphere was sultry because we could not free ourselves from a feeling that we were living among phantoms in the world of illusion, or rather of delusion," end quote. And why I always am banging the gong that we are living in an era of mass delusion. Mass delusion. And think of the people you know, think of the commentators you hear that still regurgitate these hoaxes that have been disproven constantly for years, and yet they still are stuck with them. They are delusional people. They are living in an era of mass delusion, and it is worse now because of our omnipresent screens. We've got screens in front of us at all times. We've got our devices with us at all times. And an extremely concentrated tech tyrant industry, that handful of companies that control essentially all of the content that appears on your screens, designed by the brainwashers who know how to manipulate your mind and play mind tricks on you in order to keep them in power. Elon Musk has rebelled against that. Around here, Backbone Radio, Sunday non-primetime show, we have rebelled against that. We're constantly coaching people on how to defend themselves against the propaganda designs of the people on top. And again, there's only a handful of these folks behind the curtain, that small handful. There's not very many of them. And when you have more and more millions of awakening wonders out here across the heartland, yeah, that tells you why they're panicking and why they're trying to pounce on a bloodbath phrase from Donald Trump and make it seem like he's all about violence. And that's one of the goals, by the way, of the left, is they want to make it seem like the Trump people are the pro-violence people, when, of course, was the left the BLM people, the ones that burned down how many cities in this country? They're looking for a pretext. They're looking for a way to set up a deal that Trump looks like he's advocating for violence. And that's one bit of advice I'd have for any commentator or anybody out there, any MAGA person who's putting America first. Watch how they want to pounce on anything you say. And that's something I need to be very vigilant of heading into November, having a little radio program, right? So more on this momentarily. Let's say hello to Brian in Arvada. Howdy, Brian. Welcome.
Dr. Dunn, how's it going tonight?
Yeah, talking propaganda. Couldn't be happier.
Well, it's at this point, it's completely stupid. I mean, if you can't see it, you know, I don't know what to tell you. You're either completely uninformed, you just watch CNN's headlines, and then you don't dig any deeper, or, you know, you're going to college, so of course you're brainwashed.
Yeah.
Or you're just straight stupid.
Well, if you're in college, you're brainwashed, but you're also in debt, so there's that too.
Oh, yeah, you can't afford anything. You got to pay your college debt. Well, you know, Biden was supposed to get rid of that. He failed on that.
It's better when the non-college educated taxpayers can pay your college bills for you so you can get your brainwashing in college. That's how this works, right, Joe Biden?
It's just, at this point, it's dumb. I hope people are waking up. I guess we'll find out. We'll find out soon at the end of the year.
Yes, we will.
You remember that unsecured loan that the Bidens got for $5 million?
From China?
Well, I'll tell you from specifically who in China. Basically, it's a bribe. So have you ever heard of a guy named White Wolf?
White Wolf, no. I've heard of the wolf in Tarantino's Pulp Fiction movie, but I think that's a different wolf.
Well, yeah, it is, because this guy is actually the leader of the largest organized crime syndicate in China, okay? So it's his business partner that literally gave the, you know, unsecured loan or bribe, shall we say, to the Biden family, okay? And they're actually responsible for shipping the precursor chemicals for fentanyl to Mexico. I mean, these guys are literally directly connected to organized crime groups that are killing our children by, what, 80,000 a year or some nonsense? But nobody can, you know, connect the dots for some odd reason.
Well, the White Wolf.
You know, we got balloons flying around spying on us, you know, we got...
Yeah, the
Our
Chinese
universities
balloon.
Being taken over by China.
But they're going to get rid of TikTok, Brian. That's the key thing.
Yeah.
China can buy all
they
the land.
They got to get rid of TikTok.
China can buy up our agriculture. China can send spy balloons across this country. But by golly, Nancy Pelosi's going to draw the line at TikTok. Yeah. You buying that?
Yeah, and you know those, the classified documents that Biden...
Backbone Radio with Matt Dunn on Denver's local talk leader, News Talk 710 KNUS. All that you folks keep on playing, let that record roll around. Let my baby keep on saying, she's a lonesome gal in town. Let her know.
For whatever reason, somehow I'm just in this honky-tonk zone. And don't let this one go. If you could let it play under us until the solo, which has another verse or two, had a text to studioer here saying, Gary Brecka says you get old when you actively pursue comfort. You need a certain amount of discomfort to stay young. Thank you, Dave T. And I do think it is good to have a habit of pursuing discomfort, getting a little out of your comfort zone, but yet you need to get some habits installed. And there's a bunch of good books on habits, starting from William James the Philosopher onwards, about how habits are very, very helpful. Is this the solo? Oh, let's kick it. Pedal steel. Sunday night in Backbone Country. And now the fiddle. As Ernest Tubb would say, and Leon. Here's Leon with his fiddle. I doubt that's Leon playing for Mike Ness. But it's the same idea, yeah? All right, we're just playing the jukebox here. Another text to studio. Matt, speaking of propaganda and alternative realities, I watched the original Matrix again last night. Better than I remembered. It's worth revisiting. If Mike Benz is correct, our government, via legacy media and social media, construct the false narratives in our Matrix. Not many people can break through lifelong delusion and indoctrination, end quote. And it's exactly right. If you have not seen The Matrix, that is probably my top two or three favorite movies of all time, and the philosophy behind that is so spot on for our era of mass delusion. And it even captures some of our era of artificial intelligence, which we are heading into. And I've been thinking about that a lot lately. Just read the new Gray Man thriller called Agent of Chaos, or is it Chaos Agent? in which AI figures prominently into that, the future of warfare, kind of got me thinking. Might be doing some segments on that. And you got to go back to Philip K. Dick, right? The guy that did the, what was the Harrison Ford movie? You know, that one. What's the title of it? With the robots, and you can't tell what's a human and what's not a human. Anyway, that's a big deal, folks, and that's why we say you got to snap out of the matrix. There's no point in living a life within a matrix separated totally from reality. And we have this other one that they've done the bloodbath hoax, but like the New York Times blends this in. He says, Trump says migrants are not people and predicts a bloodbath if he loses. So a bunch of these headlines that you're seeing are blending in the bloodbath thing, which is a total hoax. He was talking about the automotive industry, and he was in Dayton, Ohio, which used to be, according to Ace, our point man in Ohio, a great center of auto production in this country. That's why he was talking about the automotive business so thoroughly in his appearance in Dayton, Ohio yesterday. But about Trump saying that these migrant criminals are not people, Elon Musk, again, he's going after the bloodbath thing. He's also going after this one. He wanted to post the full context of the speech where Trump supposedly said that these migrant criminals are not people. Let's hear how Trump said it and see if it doesn't make it a little bit more of a context worth hearing here.
Unbelievable when I see it going. But I got to know all these people. They're very smart, very streetwise. And I would do the same thing. If I had prisons that were teeming with MS-13 and all sorts of people that they've got to take care of for the next 50 years, right? Young people, they're in jail for years. And if you call them people, I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion. But I'm not allowed to say that because the radical left says that's a terrible thing to say. They say you have to vote against him because did you hear what he said about humanity? I've seen the humanity, and these humanity, these are bad. These are animals, okay? And we have to stop it. We can't have another Lakin. We have so many people. We have so many people being hurt so badly and being killed. They're sending their prisoners to see us. They're sending, and they're bringing them right to the border. And they're dropping them off, and we're allowing them to come in. And these are tougher than anybody we've got in the country. These are hardened criminals. And we've got hundreds of thousands of them. And we're not going to take it. We're just not going to take it. We're destroying. They are destroying our country. I'm telling you, he's the worst president we've ever had and the most incompetent president we've ever had. And he's also the most crooked president we have ever had. Now, other than that, I think he's doing an excellent job. Do we agree?
There we go. That's Donald Trump. And, of course, that's the headline. Trump says that these migrant criminals are not people, but you heard how he couched it, and you heard the context that he brought to that, and you heard how he already counteracted what the media headlines are going to be, and of course they kept the headlines the same anyway, looking at the New York Times headline right now. But you see, so easy to create that matrix, right, in our cubicle world. In our screen-based world, in our era of mass delusion, to try to manipulate people's minds around the power interests of the political establishment. And do we really want to live that way? I don't think so. And by the way, I had three text the studio saying, it's Blade Runner. I don't know how that one slipped out, but Blade Runner. In artificial intelligence, I think that Philip K. Dick guy was kind of an interesting thinker. If you ever read some of his essays about robots and the future and so forth, he had a mind that really, and it crystallized in some of the Blade Runner philosophy, which, by the way, the sequel is every bit as good, and maybe even better than the first one. And I heard there's going to be a third one. Am I right on that? I heard that anyway. I don't know if I heard it right. But thank you for keeping me on track. And let's see here. Here's another one. Philip K. Dick is buried next to his twin sister in Fort Morgan. Whoa. I did not know this. So Philip K. Dick is buried in Colorado? He's not from Colorado, is he? I guess I don't know that much about the guy. And his book, this is another Texas studio, his book, Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep, is what became Blade Runner. Yes, indeed. But anyway, as we segue out, and here we are, you know, going a little bit Matrix here, but the concept of artificial intelligence, that's going to be a big part of our lives, the big part of our future. And how is that going to play? And I think you could say it's going to be a mixed bag, but a lot of it will be an inducement to tyranny if the wrong people get a hold of it and get monopolies on it, of course, like you've had in the tech world. But I do think in our conversation yesterday about how patriotism has become problematic, it's almost like some kind of algorithm or some kind of artificial intelligence has been working overtime to try to undermine any area where traditional patriots of this country have found love and solace in this country, United States of America. It's almost like we're up against an AI opposition to our patriotism now. Interesting, is it not? Be right back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.